This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Dzień dobry, as our good Polish friends would say.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
As our older friends would say.
It's going to be so weird when your daughter starts saying, I love this throwback song, and it's going to be that Khalid song we just heard. And I'm going to be like, no, you're making me feel way too old right now.
Ah, that's true. I never thought about that.
And also, whenever we're picking our Throwback Throwdown songs, which we do every single day around 8:30, we both post one on our website, and you go and click and vote which one you'd rather hear more. Yeah. It's crazy to think that there are, like, the more we're on this station, it's been 5 years now, there are songs that we didn't consider to be throwbacks that are throwbacks now.
Yeah, like, I'm coming up on 7 years, and I believe, like, that's around the throwback time. Yep. So songs that were, like, playing when I drove into town for the first time, and I was like, oh, damn, this station is hot.
Like, Steve Aoki would be, I think, considered a decent throwback if we were to play one of his songs.
I was thinking of Azealia Banks 212. That
See?
Was the song that was on the radio when I first got reception and on my drive in to
cool.
be the host here. Yeah?
That's really
interesting. Those are throwbacks.
They are. So we actually need to extend our throwback playlist.
We may have to fire up things that make you feel old as well.
Things that make you feel old.
You know, usually before 6, it's kind of a throwaway. We're just yapping, playing your requests, chilling out, getting ready for the show. But why don't we see if anybody wants to hit us up right now this early and contribute with something that's making them feel old lately.
Yeah, I think being an early bird. I remember when I was young, finding out that my grandpa was up an adder around this time,
mm-hmm.
every day I was like, what? That's not normal.
But why?
Why?
780-784-7107. Things that make you feel old. We'll do that before 6, and we'll play one of your early morning requests as well. Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Yeah, of course we have a jingle for this segment.
Things that make you feel old.
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 Ugh, I still think
so bad.
The best one I ever put on the list, and the thing that made me feel the oldest, was realizing I'm a guy who sits up on the water slide again. It hurts my back a bit. It feels like it's pulling out some back hairs when I hit the like cracks.
The image of a grown man sitting upright and going down a water slide is the funniest thing.
It's too fast. I got a knee injury. I can't deal with that kind of speed.
Can't get up once you hit the water.
I'm a sitter-upper. What do you got coming in on the text line?
Oh,
there,
there's so many funny ones. Like, you guys are just starting out my Thursday right.
Awesome.
Both Sarahs texted in about things that they makes them feel old. This one here says, felt old when my friend's kid said Facebook was only for old people, and I'm only 30. These kids called me old.
Yeah.
And then this text from the other Sarah says, you know what makes me feel old? St. Patrick's Day is just another day for me now. Blaze texted in, and I laughed out loud at this. And this happened to him yesterday. He says, so just yesterday, I was with a couple coworkers. We were pumping water, and I had mud on my hands. So I put my hand on my buddy's to make a joke about the movie Ghost, but didn't realize the 10-year gap. They had no clue about the movie, and when I tried to explain the actors, they had no clue. So in the end, the joke ended up me being the older creepy guy touching another guy's hand covered in mud. You remember that scene from Ghost when they're she's making the
yes.
the pottery? That's so funny.
Hello?
I put on an old school hip hop playlist for my jam session this morning, and In the Club by 50 Cent came on, and man, did I feel old.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that would have came out in about 2002.
Yeah, about then.
Yeah, that's 17 years ago.
That was a long ago. Time ago. That's crazy.
17 years ago. Jeez.
Yeah,
we're
coming
old.
Up. Next year will be my 20th high school reunion.
What?
Yeah.
That should be fun.
I got the coolest job, though, so I'm going to walk in there like 50 Cent walks into the club.
Throwing dollar bills around.
Yeah, popping
exactly.
bottles. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I've always gotten along pretty well with my neighbors.
Yeah.
The only thing I could see that would have, like, been really bad with my neighbors is I got my old truck straight piped when I was in Saskatoon. So instead of sounding like, it sounded like,
ew.
Right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Anyway, I didn't realize how loud it was just idling. Like, I thought it was more when you hit the gas. So I would start my truck every morning at 4 a.m. in the winter, and it would, like, shake the windows in my room. So I can't imagine the neighbors liked me all that much.
Well, plus you were probably blasting Evanescence. That doesn't help.
What? Yeah, definitely my favorite band.
That CD was in all the time.
Where did that come from? Your mind. Or anyway, I came across a really awesome neighbor story where this guy ended up completely trumping his loser neighbor. Okay, so you ready for it?
Yes, I love these stories.
Guy named Jason built a really tall fence to keep his dogs in. A neighbor complained because the height of the fence was too high, and in their neighborhood, fences all had to be a certain height.
That would suck, especially if you had OCD, and you're like, that fence doesn't add up with our fences.
I was thinking it would suck more if you just dropped like $6,000 on a fence, and then all of a sudden you're like, what?
I'm not allowed to do this.
So he had to reduce it by 36 inches,
ooh,
3 feet.
Sucks.
So he must have built a really tall fence anyway, or he had to face a fine. So he just cut the fence down where he needed to himself, but he wanted to make sure his dogs didn't get out. So instead, what he put there in place was 5 naked mannequins partying.
How does that help your dogs from not going leaving the yard?
But just like brought the height up and compacted them. He put them all together. So, like, the dogs wouldn't be able to take a run and jump at the fence. There was these mannequins in the way.
Okay.
But now the neighbor, instead of looking over and seeing a fence that's too tall, is looking over and seeing these naked dudes.
Partying.
Mannequins with, like, their hands up in the air, beer bottles in their hand, having a party all the time.
Imagine being jealous of a mannequin's life.
I thought we might be able to get into some neighbor stories. Times you've stuck it to them.
Derek, your text is so funny. Thank you for contributing. He says, I was having a small fire with my wife and one other friend. We live in a townhouse. I own it. We have an actual fire pit with a lid, but our neighbor who just moved in from Ontario thought it wasn't okay, called the fire department. So all of a sudden, there was this fire engine in our parking lot and 6 fully suited firemen come around the corner. The guy in charge told me, it's okay. Just keep the lid on it. A few days later, that same neighbor sent my 5-year-old nephew back to the house because they were playing outside to ask me if I had a hammer he could borrow. I told my nephew to go tell the guy to call the fire department and ask them if they have a hammer he could borrow. By the way, I own 3 hammers. That's so funny, Derek.
You know what that is? I call it ontatitude.
Yeah.
Because the people from Ontario, some of them, most of them, have an attitude about, like...
I like everyone I've met from Ontario. Every time I meet someone that's cool and then I find out where they're from, I'm like, that makes sense.
No, they're on terrible.
No, I like it.
780-784-7107, what do you got for us?
So maybe I'm the bad neighbor, but I wrote my neighbors a letter, actually, and taped it to their front door, explaining how I don't need to listen to their marital problems and seek help because it's embarrassing.
Oh, that's a pretty good note.
Yeah, it was a scorcher. I can hear them. Like, I live in a duplex. I hear them through my wall.
Well, good for you, because I think if I got that note, I'd be extremely embarrassed and, like, go back to the drawing board about what my priorities are. So I think you're doing a really good thing.
Well, to be honest, I haven't heard them since, and it's been about a month now.
Hey, hey.
Girl!
Kind of excited.
One of them's dead in the yard. It's like...
See, I just love drama so much that I would, like, if I heard that happening, I'd, like, make some popcorn.
Put your ear up against the wall.
Turn down the TV, pour a glass of wine, and get into it.
Oh, I obviously was, like, right up against the wall listening, like, oh, yeah, I agree, John. She's a...
Yeah, you tell her.
I can't say that.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Candace.
Thanks. Bye.
Eric wanted to do a sexy dance for his girlfriend, and I believe this is him calling maybe with an update.
Not much. I just called to let you know that sensual dance went off without a hitch.
All right.
Really?
Happy to hear it went well. What was your best move? Dropping it and popping it? Leg up, thrusting it?
It was dropping it low, then picking it up slow.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Drop it low, pick it up slow.
I haven't been able to do that since my knee surgery, so I miss it, really.
Yeah, it was so incredibly hot. Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's actually why I'm going to the gym, is to train for the drop it and pop it slow.
It gets the ladies, man, especially at the club. Holy crap, does it ever get the ladies.
Yeah, to make my comeback at the club.
So what was the occasion? Why were you dancing for your lady?
I just decided to, like, spice it up a bit. It's been dull lately, so.
Yeah.
You kind of went from hero to zero if she's listening right now.
Whoops.
Let's hope she's not.
So Justin Trudeau had to apologize. Yesterday, he was at the House of Commons as well as the Conservatives. They were talking about the whole SNC-Lavalin scandal, which we could get into, but I'd rather not.
Very heavy stuff.
It is heavy. It's scary. And Justin Trudeau is getting a lot of heat for this. But there was another reason that he was getting heat, and I guess it's a rule at the House of Commons, you can't eat, which makes sense because you're there for several hours every time, and if people were chewing, they have the microphones on, right?
Yeah, everybody's microphones are on and off and on, and plus, like, if you're eating, you could stall and waste more time, which they do a lot in politics anyway.
So one of the members of Parliament, a conservative named Scott Reed, stood up and accused the Prime Minister of breaking the House rules by hiding a bagel. Trudeau stood up, apologized, and said, actually, it's a chocolate bar. Like, to me, it's like, oh, okay, that's not as bad.
How do you mistake a chocolate bar for a bagel, though?
Like, Who's lying?
I get, like, a piece of toast for a bagel. You're talking, like, color and shape, but...
Super weird. Like, what kind of chocolate bar looks like a bagel?
It does. There's no chocolate bar that looks like a bagel.
So, very interesting.
Yeah, unless, like, Trudeau always eats bagels, maybe. Right?
I tried the bagel diet once. It doesn't work.
And then this Scott guy just saw him chewing and was like, wait a minute. Does he have a bagel over there? You had some serious questions about this.
Yeah,
though.
I just want to know what kind of chocolate bar we're talking here. I need to know. Like, for some reason, it's just bugging me that I don't know.
Does it make it more worth it if it's like one of your faves?
Yeah, like if it's a Toblerone, I'm very impressed.
Okay.
The commitment, because when you try and sneak a piece of Toblerone... Remember those old commercials where it's like a little square, like a little thing popping out of your cheek?
Yeah.
It's hard to eat that discreetly.
Well, and Toblerone might make sense because I can't see Trudeau spending like a dollar on a chocolate bar when he could spend four instead.
That's enough. What if it's an Eat More? Yeah. Also very hard to hide because it gets really stringy, right?
Right, like a Macintosh toffee would be really tough. Yeah.
But anyway, we wanted to talk. I love this story. And like you said, Justin Trudeau could use this for his defense, as much as it's kind of embarrassing. Like, sneaking food into a place is mortifying when someone calls you out.
Yeah, but it's going to be a perfect Trump move where he like uses it as a deviation tactic.
You guys are making me apologize for everything.
Yeah, and he's not like, oh, while we're not focusing on this heavy stuff where people's lives were threatened, let's talk about this chocolate bar. It's actually going to play out well for him.
Yes,
I
think it's unfortunate that something that juvenile is being discussed in the House of Commons. I get that you can't bring food in, but for this conservative to stand up and be like a tattletale, guy, just let him live his best life. He's just trying to enjoy a little chocolate.
Oh, you're surprised that it gets juvenile in there?
There was a quote. You want to hear this? Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister has already stained this house with corruption. He doesn't need to stain it with mustard as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty sick burn.
That's a mic drop.
Although, who puts mustard on a chocolate bar?
Or a bagel. Like,
no one. Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
All right, so we wanted to talk about times you've hidden food.
This reminds me of the story that you always tell about your older brother, and it is so funny to me. It does involve a chocolate bar.
His name, nickname in school was Kit Kat. And it's because he used to get so hungry at hockey that he would hide a Kit Kat in the back of his glove. And then all of a sudden we'd like look over and we'd be watching him play and he'd just pull this Kit Kat out when he was on the bench.
Break a piece off.
Yeah, and have himself a little break.
Do you want to hear my Kit Kat joke?
No, I think I've heard it.
What did the guy say when his Kit Kat got stuck in the vending machine? Oh, give me a break. I wrote that. Okay, tell us your food hiding stories. I just find this to be a really fascinating, hilarious topic. One time, we were on the dance floor at the bar. Hudson's Bourbon, if I'm not mistaken. Dancing with this guy. He seemed really goofy and funny. All of a sudden, 10 minutes into us grinding away, having a good time, guy pulls out a cheeseburger from his back pocket.
What?
Power move.
Like a McDonald's cheeseburger?
Yes.
Oh, so it was wrapped.
Hilarious.
I was thinking, that sounds very messy. He's going to get mustard on himself for sure.
Hot Morning for M. Ryder and Lisa.
We're talking about times you've hidden food as Trudeau got caught hiding things again.
No, Kate.
This time it was a chocolate bar.
In the House of Commons.
While they were in session, yeah.
I feel bad for the guy. He just wants a little sugar rush.
What kind of food hiding story do you got for us?
You know the kids who would do fundraising? They would go to door to door and sell those almond chocolates.
Yeah, they're a little overpriced.
They're so good.
You feel like you're paying for the cause and they're delicious. Yeah,
you just want to donate. So my dad bought a box and he told me and my sister, like, you can't eat, we're not going to eat these until after supper for dessert. Well, he ended up leaving the house and doing yard work, and, like, I really wanted these chocolates, so I ended up opening them and eating almost all of them. And then I realized, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. So I just went and I got some glue and I glued the flaps back together.
Yes.
And then during dinner time, he went to open up the box and he opened them and poured all the chocolate on the table and was kind of disappointed and like, okay, this is a ripoff. I'm never buying these again. And I just sat there quietly and I've never told this story.
You get a lot of messages to your at Lisa's Ladies YEG Instagram account, which is like a great group for women empowerment, coming together for like book club stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to get like a dog walking thing organized where you're all going to meet in the dog park.
Yeah, and I'll get questions from women just saying, can you ask the ladies of Edmonton, like, what's the best nail salon on the north side? And then I'll post that, and then there's amazing suggestions. It's just a really good community of advice and love.
And quite often you have girls that are reaching out to you with questions, hoping for help. And sometimes you can answer those with just the help of your followers on Lisa's Ladies.
Or just myself, or we can bring it to the radio and get even more responses. I can screenshot those and then I send them in an email to the ladies.
Okay, you wanted my opinion on this one from Hannah.
Yes, so Hannah hit me up and she said, Lisa, I've been dating this guy for a couple months now. It's going really well, but this weekend is the first time I'm going to be meeting his friends. I'm really excited, but I'm also extremely nervous. What can I do to impress them? What? Like, obviously, you want to say just be yourself. But if there are little hacks that you could do to make these guys go, whoa, like, this is the chick.
Why is it a couple months? Isn't it usually sooner than that that you'd meet the friends? I guess maybe they're from out of town.
Well, and maybe, you know, maybe it's different when you're at a certain age. And you don't really get to see your own friends enough as it is. You know what I mean?
Good point. Yeah, that's true. All right. I think I have a suggestion. Take a bucket of chicken with you.
That's just an instant win?
Yes. You want to win a group of guys over? Walk in with... See, if you bring them all beer, you're trying too hard. They're going to be like, what's with this chick trying to buy my love? I brought my own beer. Thanks very much, Hannah.
Yeah. You know what? Shaylee wrote in already with some advice saying bring baking... goods. Food always wins everyone's heart. And that's true, too. If you're a good baker.
Yeah, but baking's a little bit try hard, too. It's like, okay, Susie Homemaker, are you trying to marry my friend?
Okay, so you don't want to become a threat because obviously with the boys club, they're like, oh, you're trying to steal our guy away?
Exactly. So the answer is, back to my original point.
A lazy bucket of chicken that you pick up in a drive-thru.
And go for the like big family pack. Like, I'm talking like a 16-piece minimum.
You know, I'm going to just admit it right now that I've done a lot of facading in my life. I don't even know if that's a word.
You're facading about that word right now.
I have done a lot of things to try and impress the opposite sex.
Okay.
And their friends in certain situations, like lied about video games I'm into or shows I watch. And then it's so awkward when you get there and they're like, putting you on the spot, and I'm like, oh, I'm not alone. I can't Google the answer to this. So don't do that.
Yeah, I remember you talking about how into gaming you were.
I was for a bit.
You're like, oh my God, Crash Bandicoot's coming out. You played it for like 6 minutes.
It was one of those things where I realized this game is actually not fun. Like, it was fun for me when I was 14, but maybe not so much when I was a 26, 27-year-old.
Right.
Not the best. Yeah, I still love Spyro.
But you're not the gamer that you claim to be.
I'm not saying... Tim just wrote in saying, I'm just trying to divert the conversation. He says Popeyes. Popeyes over KFC. That's how you'll win their hearts.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Any bucket's fine. I'm even talking like gas station and tow field bucket. That'll do.
We got a text from Kelly, and it made me laugh. It says, know the leaders in the Eastern and Western conferences for hockey. Pre-order a UFC fight for them. Get some Mary Brown's chicken.
I believe, just to help Hannah out right now, that would be the Flames in the West.
Okay.
And the East would be... Tampa Bay in the East, yeah. Can't believe the Flames are in first.
Way
in the
she
West.
Goes.
I heard somebody call them the Calgary Lames. I think it was
from The Simpsons.
Yeah, it was on The Simpsons this past Sunday. What a great name for them.
I love that majority of these suggestions are just food. Like PL wrote in saying nachos, loaded nachos, you will go far. Kobe wrote in saying just tell her to show up and be herself. If her boyfriend likes her, he has already talked her up to the boys, which is a very valid point.
Well, and you have to remember when you're trying to impress someone new that the majority of the time they're not thinking about like you. They're also thinking about themselves and nervous and trying to impress you.
No, because they've already been dating for a couple months, So, do you mean the friends? Or?
I mean the friends are also like, man, I hope she likes me if she's a big part of my buddy's life.
Okay.
So they're going to be thinking about trying to impress the girl, too. Plus, guys always like to impress women, even if it's like your buddy's girlfriend.
It's like, well, maybe she'll like me more.
Yeah.
As terrible as that sounds.
Not like physically, but emotionally.
You got to be the funniest person in the room. This text here says, don't force laughter. Try to not cringe too much if someone makes a joke and you don't understand it. Which is true. Don't fake anything, I guess.
What do you got for us?
You just gotta like wear a baseball hat. Then you look like you know what you're talking about, sports and stuff.
You know what? If a girl walked in wearing a baseball cap, I think the odds of the guys being like, okay, we can chill with her, would be a lot higher.
What if it's at a funeral or something, though? Like, no scrubs. TLC tickets, River Cree, September 4th, up for grabs. We got our two contestants who are going to tell us about the scrubs they've dated.
So they both have three short stories, and it's your job as the listener to vote for who you think has the worst scrub ex, and they're going to win these tickets. So be listening, pay attention.
Angela is contestant number one. Fire away when ready with your first story.
Alrighty, guys. So I dated my ex for about 6 years. We were about 17 to 23, and I was a little older than he was. So I got into the bar scene a little sooner than he did, but he absolutely hated the bar. And because of him attending like full-time school during the week and a part-time job and such to kind of help, my weekend times were very limited to what I could spend with him. If I chose to go with my girlfriends on a Saturday night to go out to the bar, I had to make up my time with him on another night because I wasn't allowed to go out with my girlfriends without, you know, to take away time from him.
That is a challenging time in a relationship when one of you is 17 and the other one's going to the bar.
I would hate that, but I also, at the same time, calm down.
He hated the bar entirely, too, so it got to the point where I just finally would go home at, like, 10 o'clock, and I'd be telling him, okay, yeah, love you, goodbye, good night, I'm going to sleep, and I'd be putting my makeup on to go to the bar.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Over to you, Nora, with your first story.
He made himself out to be a hero. Had an accident on the job, required hospitalization and surgery. The surgery was true, but it had to do more with poop, not a job-related accident.
So he had, like, bowel issues.
Yeah.
But he made it sound like he was a hero. Yeah, okay, exactly. Wow.
Hurt myself saving a busload of children. Okay. Angela, your second story.
Okay, so I have a sister who's 5 years younger than I am, and my cousin is 7 years younger than myself. And about 4 years into the relationship, things started kind of, again, a little strange because he started putting, like, family pictures up on his wall in his bedroom. And they were of myself, my sister, and my cousin, and nobody else in my family. And there's no explanation for it. I've got a beautiful family, but yeah.
Hilarious. All right, over to you, Nora, with your second story.
While dating him, he had to go to the States. His stepfather had had a heart attack, and he was going to help run his business. So our relationship became a long-distance relationship. It wasn't true. He had just moved across town, and he was seeing another woman.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty scrappy.
A very nice woman, by the way. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
She is.
Okay.
Wow.
Good for you. Angela, your third story.
Okay, so one of his coworkers, this is the same ex, one of his coworkers cut hair out of her home, like just on the side. And to save money, so he didn't have to go to a salon to cut his hair in a $15 haircut, he decided to drive to Lamont from North Edmonton to go get his haircut from this woman. And it turned out that later on that year, I found out that they had nicknames of each other, were Tigger and Pooh Bear. And my Christmas present that year was Tigger and Winnie the Pooh sheets from him for Christmas.
So do you think that he got them from her and then he re-gifted them to you?
No, I just think that he didn't think properly.
Yeah, he's just dumb.
I knew
no.
the nickname.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your final story, Nora.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, everything unraveled. I went in to get some keys cut. The lady who I have normally been dealing with for the last few years happened to come out to chat with me. We got talking about silly, cute names. She tells me her boyfriend's daughter has a unique name. That nickname opened the floodgates of truth. We had been dating the same man.
Oh, no.
No.
Yes. I had been going in there for I don't know how long, off and on, through the last few years. And we chatted up, and then one day we started talking about other things. And so anyways, we ended up taking a selfie together. We sent it to him. It was put on Facebook.
Yeah.
And said goodbye.
Oh, wow. All
and
right.
Out of all of this, we have become friends, and she's an amazing lady.
Wow,
She's actually listening right now.
All right. I'm cheering for you because she wants to go to TLC with you. But the listener's going to decide it's 780-784-7107. Who wins this thing? Text us, contestant 1, Angela, or contestant 2, Nora, who had a bigger loser on their hands. All right, this segment is called the Texter Tune. Anybody who texts in looking for a shout-out might just get one. But it's not just said to you, it's put to song. Come on. This guitar going? Okay. Sound good? How are my levels?
It sounds great.
Can you turn up my snare?
You don't have a snare.
Hey there, Izzy. Thanks for the Lizzie. That's short for listening, you see. Hey there, Gus. You texted us, hoping for a shout out. So here you go, Tanya 2. This one's for you. Thanks for listening. It means a lot. I'm looking at you, Shannon. And you, Margaret. Jace, it's your birthday.
Aww.
Corey told me so. Jennifer's the real MVP. Yo, yo, yo. This Jared guy who met Lisa in a sauna. They hit it off. Now she kinda wants to.
What?
Nevaeh, Kiana, Taylor, and Jax. There's Blake who doesn't want to go to kindergarten. And shout out to Max. Finally, Natasha Ryland and Dan on a birthday. This is my Texter Tune and I'm now done for the day.
That was so good.
I know.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.